Hey guys, welcome back to Positive Impact. Today's solo episode, celebrating the life of Ralphie Schultz. So it's April 16th today. Ralphie, my dog, passed away on January 9th. So it's been 3 months. And just finally now, felt it was the right time to speak and share about his life. And, you know, the grieving process is a interesting thing. I haven't published but two episodes on my podcast since he passed. And, you know, he was next to me. He'd be licking my leg every episode of all my podcasts and just didn't feel right. Now it feels right to do an episode dedicated to him. And he was born March 17th, 2011. And so he passed on January 9th. And a lot of people were asking, you know, how he passed. And, you know, we were doing one of his favorite things, and that was chasing a basketball. And I was teaching at Bay Club that Saturday, teaching yoga, came home, took Ralphie out. I was getting ready to go teach a private breath class, breath work and cold water therapy class, private event, and took Ralphie out. He was playing with his ball. He was excited. He was having fun, and he ended up collapsing in the elevator on the way back up to my apartment when we were done playing. And it was his time. And so I rushed him down to the vet. And, you know, they tried everything they could. And it was his time. Didn't matter. It was his time. And one of the cool things was I got to lay with him for 30 minutes. Got to cuddle together at the vet in the back room. Then I got to say goodbye. And you know, these are tears of joy, and it is a celebration of his life. Thanks to the 10 years of memories and experiences and time together that I'll cherish for the rest of my life. Videos and pictures over the years, lots and lots of pictures, especially at our happy place at the beach. And, you know, it's been so hard because I've never experienced unconditional love like this. I never loved someone so much. And I know that's why it's so hard and difficult, yet it's so worth it because that's what he taught me more than anything else, the unconditional love. You know, I got Ralphie. I was living in Del Mar. He was born on St. Paddy's Day. And, you know, he was with me through the ups and downs in the depths of my addiction, especially around 2013 and 2014 when I was not in a good place. And he was with me every step of the way. He was always there. I'll never forget my family did the intervention in 2015, April 30th, and Ralphie was with me, and my family did the intervention. They took me to Betty Ford in Palm Desert, and on the way up, I'll never forget, it was me and Ralphie laying in the back seat together. It was 2 in the morning, and the guy who did the intervention was driving. He had an extended cab pickup truck, and so Ralphie and I were laying in the back together. And we got there after a two-hour drive, and they admitted me. And I remember I turned around and I saw Ralphie walking out the front door, the front entrance of Betty Ford Center. He was the last thing I saw. And that was my rock bottom, because not only could I not take care of myself, I couldn't take care of the most important thing in my life. That was my dog. And so my mom and her husband, Terry, took in Ralphie and Omaha, Nebraska. And Ralphie lived with them for 9 months. And I remember the happiest day of my life was when I got Ralphie back. I moved into my own apartment after Betty Ford, after sober living. And then I finally got my own apartment again after I got sober, and I was 9 months sober, and I got Ralphie back. And I remember my mom and Terry drove Ralphie back out from Nebraska, and I was working at Lululemon in Palm Desert, and they brought Ralphie in, and that was probably the happiest day of my life, and I got him back. And I was in a much better place when I got him back, to be sober and clear-minded and to be present. I appreciated him even more. And then we moved back down to San Diego 2 years after that, where we've enjoyed living by the beach for the last 3.5 years. Our happy place is the beach. And feet in the sand, that was our happy place. Sunset at the beach, where time stood still, and it was just he and I, and everything else just slowed down, and there's nothing better. And the cool thing is, the really neat thing that I really cherish now is, you know, when COVID hit a year ago, I started doing online yoga classes, Facebook Live classes for free for people, just as a way to be of service. And Ralphie would do yoga with me. He would be in all the videos. And the amount of people who reached out and gave positive feedback and, you know, positive comments and shared how important it was to see Ralphie's face and the inspiration and the love. And the compassion that people felt because they saw Ralphie on the Facebook Live yoga classes that we did a couple of days a week as a way to just bring hope for people who were struggling, because, you know, nobody knew what was going on. Everybody was scared and fear and locked down. And Ralphie and I were doing our yoga classes, and just so many people we're so touched. And a dog's purpose, it's a powerful thing. And the positive impact Ralphie had on so many, especially when people were struggling the most. And also once a week I do a Zoom yoga and breathing and meditation class for kids in a recovery center, kids battling addiction and mental health, young adults. And Ralphie and I, every week for the last, you know, starting last March when COVID hit, we would do the same thing, get on Zoom, do yoga together. And it gave the other kids permission to get their own pets, their cats, their dogs, and they would bring their animals, their pets, on to their own Zoom screen, and we got to share that together. And that was so cool. And just the healing that Ralphie brought to them, these kids who are struggling so much, give them hope. And so I wrote Rafi a letter 2 months ago, and I went over to Dog Beach in Del Mar at sunset with a candle, and I read this letter to him. Dog Beach was our happy place. That was our beach. I'm going to share it with you guys. Dear Ralphie, I miss you more than words can say. I've never felt such deep sadness and pain than after you passed. And I know the only reason this pain and sadness exist is because of the unconditional love I had for you and you for me. And that is the greatest gift anyone has ever given to me. You were with me through the best of times and at my rock bottom, yet you loved me the same every day over the past 10 years. I know you're pain-free and with me in spirit. Sunsets at the beach was our happy place, and I'm forever grateful we have memories together that I will cherish the rest of my life. Our last day together, we were doing what you loved, playing with the basketball, running around, chasing it, and that gives me peace. You were in so much pain. You were in so much pain, yet you always gave me the same unconditional love and kisses and hugs every day. You lay next to me at night, watching the front door to protect me. You lay next to me during morning meditation, which provided me great comfort and peace. You lay next to me during coaching calls with clients, podcasts, and every other time I was on the phone helping others, providing me strength to share with others. You were a rock star during the COVID pandemic when we started live streaming yoga classes and thousands of people quickly became friends and loved joining our weekly yoga classes. The peace, comfort, relief, joy, and love you brought to so many people during the most challenging life event most anyone will ever experience was not a coincidence. You were a divine gift. From Carmel Valley to our big house with the dog run to the apartment where I spiraled further towards rock bottom, to Carlsbad and the Omni golf course, to Nebraska with Grandma and Terry, to Palm Desert, and 2.5 years rebuilding a life in recovery and sobriety. Then back to San Diego, where we spent the past 3.5 years. San Diego is home by the beach, where you loved playing in the ocean, drinking salt water, and playing with other dogs. The past 2 years, I know you were in pain. Yet focused on helping me heal. And giving me unconditional love every minute of every day. I love you so much. I was never able to love anyone as much as I loved you. I miss you every day. Patience, peace, purpose, and unconditional love. Nothing brought more joy to my life than cuddling with you, kissing your face, knowing I was completely safe, loved, and at home. So I wanted to share that with you guys. We're all going through the grief process, losing loved ones, jobs, relationships, health. And that letter that I wrote to him brought me so much healing. And so if you're struggling writing a letter to self or somebody else, it's such, for me, it's been very, very healing and helpful. I have Ralphie's ashes. I'm not sure what I'm going to do with them yet. I had the intention of spreading them at Dog Beach. Yet, as of right now, he's in a vase next to my bed with his paw print, some of his fur, and it brings me lots of comfort knowing he's there with me. And more will be revealed as what to do. And like I said, the grieving process is an interesting thing. We all go through it. But I felt it was really important to share this with you. You know, it's been more than 3 months and there's no blueprint or timeline of how things happen. I'm doing the best I can with what I have, and that's all we can do. And that's okay. I'm surrounded by love with people, friends and family in the community. And, you know, I rushed into a relationship with a woman after Ralphie passed. I found quickly, I wasn't ready for that. I also got a new dog shortly after that relationship. And after a week, I took the dog back to the breeder. Again, it felt like too much too soon. I wasn't ready. And everybody's different. I know people move on quickly, others slowly. And again, no right or wrong way. Everybody's different. And the most important part is just honoring and celebrating Ralphie's life. And I wanted to share where I'm at and let you guys in, because you're so important to me, and hopefully this gives permission for you to be vulnerable and to open up with others with your own grieving process or challenges in life, knowing that we're not alone and we're here to support each other, to hold space for each other, and give permission to each other to be seen, heard, acknowledged, to be vulnerable. And just, I'm so grateful for each and every one of you, for all the love and support. This community is so important. And I'm sending everybody lots of love, positive vibes, and big hugs. I love you guys. Thank you for all that you do. And feel free to share this episode with somebody who's going through some grief in a grieving process of their own. I love you guys. We'll talk to you soon.